Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
Next.
Yeah.
Next. Hello and welcome to Wednesday Tuesdays, the only Wednesday where I talk about Tuesdays every week at Wednesday.
What?
And, you know, Tuesdays...
My God, is this really
know,
a show?
I choose Tuesdays. You know, Pokemon, hey? Pokemon. Pokemon, I choose Tuesdays. Tuesdays, hey? Tuesdays were...
I choose to...
Change the channel.
You shut up.
Learn about cotton swabs.
What?
Cotton swabs.
Yes.
This is what a cotton swab looks like. To properly use a cotton swab.
Oh my God! People actually
did they find the girl that looks exactly like a cotton swab?
Yes.
I'm an albino with insanely blonde hair.
I'm a cotton swab.
I weigh 50 pounds.
Cotton swabs. This feline is being introduced to a cotton swab.
So get that fucking shit out.
That's not how you do that.
Yeah, that's like, let me investigate.
These are cotton swabs.
Wrong hole.
Yeah, thank you.
Did they use Bill Murray for this? Sounds a lot like Bill Murray.
No, Morty, it's Lorenzo Music. In this reality, he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, there's a quote.
So they did do a little quote from... So, yeah, this is the...
Nice.
Sign loop. Interdimensional cable.
Yeah. This is awesome.
I mean, yeah, you know...
You could spend hours on this.
Some money in that damn banana stand. Tonight's episode of Sign Bluth takes place with the Sign Bluth family of old Christine, Anyang, and George Michael. Old Christine has a love with Jerry. Anyang makes the soup and gets cranky. And George Michael is chub and has it for his cousin.
Shitty MS Paint.
There's just too much fun
anime.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Well, what I'm wondering, though, is...
Hey, everybody.
Was any of this content created or curated by them, or is it just all them linking to somebody else's YouTube videos?
I mean, it's so random, though.
It's very Tim and Eric of them.
A very special community on the internet.
I can't imagine, like, making all this content just to...
Was that a movie, or like...
Practice good hygiene. You always make sure to get under the nails.
What?
Oh, fuck. Hello there, Beatrice. And I came here to tell you that we have just a product for you. No more queefy asses. No more having to shake hands with your colleagues.
Queefy asses?
No more having to shove a loofah or a towel or a blue flower up your ass to try and keep it clogged.
Wow.
That sounds like Tim Heidecker.
New product, yeah. The My Shiny Hiney. It's an acorn for your anus. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this plastic shower head with a marshmallow on the end inserts directly into the asshole and cleans the shit out of it.
See, now that is not Tim Heidecker. They're not overt.
It's clean enough to eat out of. It's available in 6 colors. It comes
That's
with
a real
suction
thing,
cup
though,
holders
huh?
for all
is it
your
real?
Needs.
I mean, it looks
and
like
it's available in soft or medium bristles.
It looks
Just
like it's for cleaning
for
your butthole.
How much fun she's having. So if your asshole is so dirty it's causing you joint discomfort, just remember our jingle. Ass not clean causing elbow pain, hop on the My Shiny Hiney train. Fuck you with it. Most people believe that the Neanderthals' biggest discovery was fire. However, science has proven time and time again that Neanderthals' hineys were remarkably shiny. Therefore, it can be inferred that they had access to a My Shiny Hiney
what else
primitive
would that thing
tool
be?
And knew the importance
I understand
of
that they overdubbed
hygiene.
It.
Thus, it can't
maybe getting corners of when painting like a room.
She's in the shower.
Pans were specifically designed to facilitate manual tasks and to eliminate problems associated with not
this
having hands.
This is a beautiful app, Aaron. I'm so glad you found this.
And difficulties communicating.
I could literally spend hours watching this.
I wonder how much is on, damn it.
With hands.
Oh, is that Michael Ian Black?
Mug, play keyboard. Write a story about bird farts. Point at ketchup. Gay masturbation. I want to put my penis in your bum.
Oh, no, that's Taco.
Put my penis in your bum.
That's what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Argue with a jealous hamburger.
I forget his name.
Yeah, from,
I swear. Nipple pinch.
He's from Canada.
No,
forgot his real name.
What's the show?
The League.
The League, yeah, thank you.
spite of this happening, I have skin cancer. With hands able to, I still have skin cancer. What are you waiting for? Be as hands-on as you've always wanted to be. Hands will help you. Text message. Throw basketball. Throw tiger.
Hey, cancer's
lean,
never
exaggerated
funny.
Exaggerated lean. No. Fake Chinese with hand. Ching chong, ching chong, ching
chong. You
know what? Air fingering. Staple. Pretend to be a YouTube fan.
Anything can be funny. I'm so sick of people
same.
Saying that,
gardening,
like, blah, blah, blah is never funny juice, in any
much,
circumstance.
Much more. Buy one hand today.
It's never funny joke bees. About the Holocaust or rape or killing people or racism or blah, blah, blah. These
I don't joke funny. About that stuff.
These aren't funny things. I don't joke about them because I'm not funny enough.
Right.
And I'm not a comedian with millions of followers
right.
that would
Let's
laugh at something
on,
that I said.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
That doesn't
Do
mean that
show your true
it's
face,
never
girl.
Not funny.
Hunts every beast and you.
As a matter of fact, that's why part of why we have comedians. They are the truth sayers. They are the ones that are allowed to say shit and get away with it.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
not
were.
Even anymore,
they were.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Let's just see where this goes.
Before, when we understood the safe space to be changing the channel or not going to see a comedian we didn't like
right.
or a speaker that we didn't want to see here.
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
So, inter-dimensionalcable.xyz.
Yeah, for that Rick and Morty fan.
The fuck
they
that
know
is.
Exactly what it is. One of the, a couple of the best episodes on the show.
Hands down. Yeah. Those are probably the ones that I've seen more than any others.
Right.
I'm like, well, that, like watching some Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Interdimensional Cable 1 or 2.
Yeah. I like that other episode, the one where they get trapped in the house where the with the alien that keeps like building up from their dreams, characters.
Yeah.
Like Frankenstein and...
and Reverse Giraffe.
Yeah, Reverse Giraffe.
Pencil Vester.
Yep. So many great characters.
So many.
Hammer Eye.
That's where, Mr. Pee Pee Butthole comes from originally.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I can't wait for the new season.
Who
finally.
Turned out to be real.
Yeah. Yeah, we all found out the hard way, didn't we?
Take off your pants and your panties. Shit on the floor.
That's right.
In here. Gotta shit on the floor. I'm Mr. Bulldogs.
Mr. Bulldogs.
I'm Mr. Bulldogs. Take a shit on the floor. Take off your panties and your pants.
Mr. At first I thought he was saying Bulldog.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Song, now I think he's saying Bold X, Ops.
Bold Ops.
Like Bold Operations, maybe, or something? I don't know what that
is. I thought it was Bold Docs. Like Bold Docs.
He's saying nothing. The song's nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the lyrics.
Yeah, what does that mean? What do those lyrics really mean? La Cry. You guys ever try this stuff?
Yes.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Oh,
shit.
Really? I love it.
It's Mandy's new thing.
I hate it. Well, just because I can't, try not to drink pop.
That's what she's like, I can't stand water, but I need flavor. I'm like, I've been there.
The worst one is coconut, though. I had experienced
really?
It. It tastes like you're drinking suntan lotion and sparkling water.
That's mostly, even like when there's coconut beer, a lot of the, on the Beer Nuts podcast, available Sundays, usually, here at customermedia.net. Joke among the beer aficionados is they'll nickname any kind of beer with coconut flavor suntan oil because it's generally what it ends up tasting like.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
No one naturally captures a coconut flavor. It's usually fake, and that's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Like anything pina colada flavored.
Yeah. That's a horrible flavor, too.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even sure if I would like an actual pina colada.
Right. I was about to ask if you ever drank a pina colada at a bar.
I'm trying to think if I've ever actually had it. Why would I order ever a pina colada?
Probably maybe not. On vacation? It's a vacation drink.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Like a margarita or like a, what else
like
is
you
there?
You can't order that thing either fully clothed. You have to like, you know, be in a swimsuit or something.
Yeah. Ideally, minimal clothes.
I think if
you're
I ever
not allowed
did,
to have a shirt on.
I remember ordering some fruity drinks from a bar that was like adjacent to a pool, and so much that you didn't have to get out of the pool.
Oh,
this
okay.
was on a retreat when I worked for a company.
Nice.
And yeah, you could just, it was a swim up bar, I guess is what they would call it or something.
That sounds cool. Yeah. I'd like that experience.
That's where you order a pina colada.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense. You're in the moment.
It's not to totally shit on. Everybody's point. If you've ever been to, what's it called, Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's chain restaurant?
Yes.
Do their house pina colada. I'm telling you, get it.
Really?
I've
had the margarita.
You'll have like four of them and not even realize it because it tastes like this wonderful coconut vanilla milkshake.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not opposed to it. Like, I don't hate coconut. I'm not against coconut. I like the flavor of coconut.
Right.
But if you're going to make something that's flavored like coconut, it's always going to taste like chemicals.
Yeah, the big time.
And even if it doesn't manage to taste completely fake, it still tastes like suntan lotion.
Right. Yeah. Don't they just have like coconut oil as suntan lotion? I don't think they put anything else in it.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
One, two, three, four. It's Bob.
Oh,
let's
go.
Oh, wow.
Let's
go. What? Let's go. Yeah. Oh, let's go. The bumming in his day line. They're going through a tight one. The kid that lives in that mind. The blitz from a fuck.
Hey, oh, where does he get those clean vocals?
Well, I mean, they're all over the internet now.
Really? I mean, I know, like...
The David Lee Roth ones, those are infamous. Right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's that easy to find just isolated vocal performances?
I'm sure there's a website out there for that probably now.
Because people just think that, like, you just put songs in your computer and you can lift the voice out and shit. Like,
right.
Like, people would come to... When I worked at Guitar Center, they'd come up to me all the time and be like... I want to get this music software. Oh, what are you using it for? I'm going to make some karaoke tracks. I'm like, how are you going to do that? You're going to, you know, make some arrangements and some instrumentals? No, I'm just going to take the vocals out. Like,
wow.
But you think that you just open the program and there's a fader that's like labeled vocal. Box already, yeah. And you just like, oh, I'll just reduce this.
Yeah.
Mixing's easy.
Right.
They call themselves engineers.
I'm not even a music person, and I know that that's right. Not possible.
Right.
Oh, man.
I have to give them the analogy of unbaking the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I gave you a cake and you said all you wanted was the cup and a half of sugar that's inside of it,
it
couldn't do it. No. I could not do it. I could serve you a piece of that cake. I can cut it up.
Right.
But I can't extract... The sugar from the baked cake.
Right. Make the cake, and then once you're done making the cake, I want you to give me back the ingredients as a whole. You know?
But never say never. I mean, like I was saying with pitch control software, I mean, even software that's able now to isolate each sound element,
mm-hmm.
to identify. The biggest thing is, you know, even if you had a computer identify certain frequencies, you have to separate those frequencies from all those frequencies happening in other instruments.
Right.
You know? The software now is able to understand the timbre of the instrument and understand that all of these notes and their harmonics are all coming from this instrument and put it on its own track.
This whole lot of Sex Machine. I have high hopes for this.
Oh, shit.
Plus Walk This Way.
Right. Now, see this. And okay, so, like, take something like James Brown. This is already somewhat isolated in that it... Oh, actually, no.
This is all samples right here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you couldn't completely isolate them because it was all done on, like, two or three mics, you know?
Hey, Black Rose.
There was never a track that existed with just James Brown's voice on it. You would have heard all the instruments bleeding in, too. This is creative. Is this still the same guy? Are we still on Cumberbatch?
What's DJ Cumberbund.
Cumberbatch.
No, DJ I'm just picking out interesting mashups. Yeah.
I want to see another one of his.
I was curious. This didn't sound as good.
I
want
to see if he had any Pantera or metal. Aaron, you probably heard of Girl Talk, right?
Oh, I love Girl Talk.
Yeah, some of his Metallica mashups with the, what was the one, mm-hmm. Ride the Lightning, when he cuts up.
Right.
Sad but Superstitious.
Here we go.
But Girl Talk's a little different in that...
Oh.
It's not...
I was hoping they were going with the other music.
Like, yeah. He does a lot more editing. You know, he'll take... He'll make his tracks by taking a four-bar loop from a verse and a chorus, and then mixing that up with other shit.
I like how they gave him the live effect on
but
his voice.
But there's pitch up. They pitch Metallica up to make it fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's covering this. It's not the same key.
No.
It's like two steps up.
Shame they couldn't have got the clav like higher up in the mix. That would have sounded nice with the guitars.
Muddy.
Thunderbusters.
Thunderbusters. Oh shit, this might be good.
Eh.
This might.
Not a fan of half the mashup.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's bad. Why? This is horrible.
Oh, that's great. I just hate AC/DC. This sounds awesome.
Yes. It just sounds horrible. It's
like, I would much rather listen to this than any other AC/DC song.
If, if this came out originally, I'd probably like it.
Hey, show me some more of the video. I want to see. That's not as creative. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Were you watching? Fucking Bill Murray doing the duck walk and Angus Young doing the duck walk. Oh, yeah. Like, he edited them together. That was fucking brilliant. When he's, like, walking across the street.
That's the only way you could tie this together.
That I wonder good. If that was it.
That was it.
I wonder if that was the genesis for such a bizarre combination. Yeah, watching, like, Ghostbusters and being like,
Angus Young?
Hey, you just did the Angus Young duck walk across the street.
Yeah. One more. Just because
I can't say
I got to hear what they did.
Right.
It's more like a Chuck Berry.
Grease versus Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. I just got to know. Hit me.
Poor Snoop. He didn't do that. Snoop just went country.
Olivia Newton-John has...
She got that cancer.
Yeah. Man. Bummed.
Does everybody get cancer now?
She's...
Foregone conclusion.
She's still smoking hot, too. I'm telling you.
Maybe it was...
I think Olivia Newton-John is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
She's the one that made Grease, man. Fuck Travolta.
It's the only reason I ever watched that movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, that movie is a pile
then
of
I had
shit.
A thing for Rizzo.
I mean, I don't like musicals in general, but I've overcome my loathe of musicals for... certain exceptions when I think the rest of the material is really good, like
what movie?
Well,
piece of shit?
Any Baz Luhrmann mm-hmm. film, you know, I just like his kind of over the top aesthetic, and so they're worth watching. But in general, any like Grease is just it's a shitty musical.
I was
shitty.
Oh god, damn, the mics are on.
Yeah,
I was in Grease in high school. We talked about this, I think. I had a non-singing lead. I had the comic lead.
You were Kinnicky?
No, I was Sonny Lattieri.
I remember what. Now
I had a leather jacket that says T-Birds on it and everything somewhere at my parents'
house.
You
need to bring that
Grease
in.
Grease should exist only as a play done by high schoolers. That's the only way that should exist. Now, sure, there's some good music in there. I like some of those songs.
This might be good.
I like myself some Grease Lightning every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's the best part about that fucking... And those are like practically novelty songs.
Yeah, big time. You hear him at every old car show.
No one's going to mix Robert Smith in. It's all going to be
I hope it comes
music.
In. I hope Robert Smith comes in here. Give it time.
I guess, but
I expect better.
This is no.
You can't just
this is
jump
no
out.
Better than like a Puff Daddy song, you know. So you lifted somebody's beat and you rapped on it. You rapped on it.
Rapped it.
You rapped all over it.
Wrap it up.
He's rapping here and rapping there. He's a rapping fool. Well, it's a good time to be a Venom fan. I mean, if any of this shit pans out to be any good.
Right. I don't know, man.
Well, we've got the announcement of Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock, we've known about for a while.
Right.
Recently, I don't know if this was a recent revelation, but this is in production to come out October of next year. Like, they are pushing this thing to come out.
Well, they're hoping Homecoming is going to be great.
Homecoming looks like it has promise.
Yeah, most part.
And it's going to sell well. I think there's a... Because there are a lot of... I believe there are a lot of maybe not quite comic book fans, and I don't mean that in like a derisory or divisive way. I just mean like people who thought the characters looked cool and they were just edgy enough to appeal to their teen angst.
Right.
And, you know, they were drawn to the attitude and the bright colors and the style and the costumes and everything, which is all great. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it brought a lot of kids who wouldn't necessarily go and see every superhero movie. And I think you're going to get that from Spider-Man too, because this is happening in high school.
Right.
This is the first time we get to really see a convincing... I mean, as much as I love Sam Raimi's trilogy...
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the first one.
It was like watching 90210.
Right.
Like, these people are not in fucking high school. You know?
Right.
And this kid... This Spider-Man looks...
This one your shit?
The part. He looks what? The age.
This one your jam?
Sure.
Didn't pump you up but, you during know, the credits?
And that was always Spider-Man's appeal.
Right. But here's one thing I
and
was going to say.
We aged him up more recently, yeah.
I read a little article from the director about the movie, how he shot it.
Right.
And he said that one of his biggest influences to shooting this movie was John Hughes films. Like The Breakfast Club.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Right.
Oh, boy. The feeling of the high school feel.
Oh, boy.
Why are you saying, oh, boy? I mean, it could be a good thing. Like,
do you want to mix Pretty in Pink with Spider-Man?
Well, yeah. It's in high school.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
100%.
You don't know a lot about Spider-Man, I can tell.
Well, look, we're used to, if you read comics, you know, Spider-Man hasn't been a kid for a long time. As much as weird as it is how comic book characters age or don't age,
right?
They still have to show some progression. So Spider-Man can't stay in high school for 40 years.
Right.
He's got to graduate eventually.
Not like the kids in Riverdale?
And they find ways to... Well, that's
wouldn't
a
Mr. Weatherby be 150 years old at this point?
In Archie comics, they've established that their universe doesn't age. It's like The Simpsons.
Yes.
Oh,
where,
okay.
Where in
Homer should be dead by now.
Really?
We've seen...
All this, yeah. Lifestyle he lives. Yeah. They're in their 30th season.
Damn. I did not know that.
What do they say when they started? He was 36. So I'm saying he'd be near retirement age, possibly dead.
Yeah.
If he didn't get that
on
stomach
a second bypass.
Yeah, if he didn't get that stomach staple or that gastric bypass.
Right. So as much as we've rebooted Spider-Man, it's kind of weird that we were also still aging him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, when you looked at the Peter Parker one, well, I mean, not Peter Parker, my bad. What was the kid, the first guy that played it?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, he played it, yeah, that character aged, just like, you know, the Andrew Garfield character aged. But I think with this one, the way it's coming in with the Marvel Universe, they wanted to start him out real young, so he has the ability to go up through the phases, you know, because they're all about those phases, getting different movies in.
Right, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that as we start to go forward.
Right.
Because there's going to be a certain weird transition where we're going to need a new Iron Man. We're going to need a new Captain America eventually. Yep.
They're coming.
And the way that Marvel usually does it is there's somebody else that comes in. Even though they don't need a new Captain America, but after so many decades of the same guy, they do. Marvel was doing Disney almost before Disney was doing Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, like, I think Marvel is more of an influence on Disney than vice versa, because Disney likes to play the vault game.
Right.
Right. Sure, they could press every movie to whatever format should be available at any given time and have it all on the shelves, and you go in and there's every fucking Disney movie. And people would buy them.
Yeah.
But you go, oh, we're only going to release them here and there, and Lady and the Tramp hasn't been out on this format ever and in any format in 20 years. And people go nuts, and they flock to it, and everybody's got to get a copy. Right. And it's a similar marketing with Marvel.
Yeah.
They have, take the main player off the board, put somebody in its place, build up some excitement about when the character is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, kill him off, have somebody else wear the costume for a while.
Yeah, and I think the most part, you're also setting up like a golden age almost of the character. So if they add on some more characters with the same name, they can always refer back to the original character.
Mm-hmm.
With like, you know, Chris Evans could get older, but he still, you know, obviously could work out and be still in a Marvel movie down the line.
Right. He doesn't have to pull as much weight as he does now.
Right.
He can just be the guy who pops in and is like, hey,
like a flashback.
You're fucking it up. Hey, you're embarrassing the Captain America name. You're fucking up.
Right.
You know, he's that guy.
How
like they do with Star Trek.
Right.
Money is Disney going to rake in November and December this year? They're putting out Ragnarok at Thanksgiving and then Star Wars at Christmas.
Yeah, and Ragnarok looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's got a lot of hype behind it because of the Hulk being in
there. I still think Spider-Man's going to make more, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think it's going to make a lot more. Like,
well, I mean, when you already see stuff in stores and the movie's not even close to being out yet, but as it's coming, there's still more stuff coming to the stores.
Isn't Justice League going to come out soon?
When Spider-Man, Spider-Man triggers something primal in us, and I don't know what it is exactly. When my daughter was like 3 or 4 years old, she loved the fuck out of Spider-Man.
Okay.
I wasn't even reading comic books at the time. I mean, I still had comics, but I wasn't like going and buying them on the regular basis, and it certainly wasn't in the popular culture as much. There was no Spider-Man TV show that was on. She just saw Spider-Man, was like, that guy's fucking cool.
Right.
That guy's my hero.
Well, you look at the costume design, the colors are what I think draws children.
And that was the case for Spider-Man for a lot of kids because he was the younger. He was mean,
right.
You know. It was, and later they would try and reproduce that with like X-Men, and then again with the New Mutants.
Right.
The characters that could be you, like you could just be sitting at home and like all of a sudden you've got powers.
Right. That'd be crazy.
Right. When I was, before I hit puberty, I wasn't looking forward to growing hair on my balls. I wanted to know what my mutant powers were going to be.
Right.
You know, I was having legitimate conversations with my friends going, well, would you rather have like some sort of mind power or some physical changing type of power?
Right.
You want to be more like Beast or Professor X?
Mine was Colossus.
Colossus, yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Mine was Nightcrawler, only I wasn't sure that I wanted to have fur.
Mm. I thought Wolverine would be the most painful character than when I was a kid.
Well, so Homecoming's going to be huge, no matter, even if it's not really that good.
Right.
You can tell right now, it's got everything that it needs to make money. It looks beautiful. The previews have looked amazing.
It's got a good actor, Tom Holland.
It's got great cast.
Yep.
Yeah. It could totally fuck up the plot. And I'm not going to say it's going to, you know, it'd be hard for them to really fuck this up so that I'm like, fuck that movie.
Right.
But who knows?
Well, I mean, you do have a Robert Downey in there. He will be there momentarily throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm. And
Iron Man.
And while Spider-Man is living in the Marvel universe, the Sony universe still owns the rights to the rest of the Spider-Man universe.
Right.
So they're going to do Black Cat and Silver Sable is going to be a movie, a female team-up.
Wow. Okay. I can see that, yeah. I don't know if a lot of people know who those characters are, though. Like,
I'm more familiar with Black Cat than I am Silver
if
Sable.
If it's hot chicks, you can put on a poster. People will care.
They're hot chicks.
They'll be in the zeitgeist soon.
Yeah. And also, of course, the Venom movie with Tom Hardy.
Right.
And, you know, there was a recent announcement. I forget who it was that's starring in that movie with him.
I did not hear that.
But the Venom movie is not going to be tied into the Spider-Man that we know now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As far as we know, Tom Holland's not going to be in this movie.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
So how do you do that? How do you make a villain movie with no heroes? Again, Venom isn't always a villain. More recently, he's been a hero, actually.
Right. Well, what about the Punisher? Would you consider him a villain?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't call him a straight-up villain. What's also interesting about this is that because this Venom isn't tied into the Marvel universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it means they can't use basically the perfect way to set up the original story. Venom was a black suit that Spider-Man found on another planet. And we already know that this Spider-Man is going to be in the Infinity War movie where they're going to go off-planet.
Mm-hmm.
That should be where he gets the Venom suit, gets possessed, and then finds a way to get rid of it.
Right.
But they can't do that.
I don't see how.
So, basically, alien comes from outer space, possesses a guy, turns him all black, and puts a spider on his chest for some reason.
Right. Okay, yeah, you know? Pretty much. You're right.
How do they set this up? That's the biggest challenge.
Yeah, that's weird.
If you can't connect this to Spider-Man directly and have him... I mean, sure, they can tie it into the universe, but... All right, I give up.
Yeah, give up. I don't. You know what? I'm not even really that excited that Tom Hardy's the Venom. Like, really.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't have enough faith in Sony.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they don't have
They fucked up so much.
They don't have a good track record with this.
Give up the X-Men, goddammit. Oh, I want to see the X-Men in the Marvel Universe, please, before I die.
Are they supposed to be?
No, they're supposed to be. They're in the comic book world, of course.
Yeah, that's where they come from.
But like, they're owned by two different studios.
They were Fox. Fox actually is who owns X-Men.
Oh, okay.
Fox.
Sorry, Sony.
Yeah, Fox was... like the first one to, I think, buy a property. Marvel, while they were failing, while they were about to go bankrupt, in a last-ditch effort to pay the rent, they sold off individual rights to their characters in certain universes.
Sold off Cat.
With vague and somewhat arbitrary rules about first appearances. And it was X-Men, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, all the connected characters, too.
Yeah.
I mean, decades worth of whole universes, but all separate.
Yeah, it was super weird.
And that's always been Marvel's thing, is the way that everything is interconnected.
Right.
That Marvel doesn't sell you Spider-Man.
They sell you the idea of it.
They sell you the Marvel Universe with Spider-Man in it.
Yeah.
And if you like that, well, he's going to be teaming up with the Fantastic Four next week.
Right.
We'll be right back.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.